Chapter 7. Sergeant Farrell ran in front. His men were tired and frightened. Billy and Tom were injured. Alf's head was still bleeding. They were 100 kilometers away from the border. The plan was to escape by boat. There was no plan for a long journey to the border. They had no food or drink with them. They had no tents or warm clothes. Sergeant Farrell was sure of one thing, though. He was taking his men home. "They will all live. I will make sure they do," he thought. "I am their sergeant. That is my job. I don't care if I die, but young Billy will live to see his parents. Mike will live to see his children. Dave will go home and become a nurse. Tom will tell his stupid jokes for a long time. Alf will complain about everything for many years. All of my men will get home. That is the only thing I care about. That's why I am here." Tom and Billy were at the back of the small group of men. They were both injured, and it was difficult to run. "Are you okay?" Billy asked Tom. "That bullet in your shoulder must be painful." "I'm okay," said Tom. "It hurts, but I can still run. How is your arm?"
"It could be worse," said Billy. "The bullet didn't do a lot of damage. I will ask Dave to put a bandage on it."
He was quiet for a moment and then spoke again. "I think we are very lucky to be in this team."
"Lucky?" Tom laughed. "How can you say that? We are both injured and we are lost in the enemy's country. We have no food, and we are a long way from home. I don't call that lucky."
"Yes, I know," said Billy. "But, well, our sergeant, I think he will look after us. He always has." Tom looked at Billy and nodded. The men ran on through the darkness. After a while, the signs stopped. There was no more minefield. The men turned away from the railway track. They ran north. After 15 minutes, they stopped running. They were about 1.5 kilometers away from the track. There were no enemy soldiers in this area. They could rest for a moment.